5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is The Big Breakdown, a long look back at some of the biggest stories we're covering for you at the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today. This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Brewski, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
The Tepe murders is what we're going to be discussing here today. We're going to take a look at it from the prosecution side and the defense's side, both areas, based on where it's sitting right now. The unsealed affidavit in the Tepe murder case reads like a prosecutor's dream. Surveillance footage allegedly placing the suspect at the victim's home 3 weeks before the killings. Witness statements about death threats spanning years, stolen license plates, a cell phone that went dark during the murder window, and a vehicle tracked arriving before and leaving after. But how strong is this case, really? What's the most damaging evidence? And where could it all fall apart? Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor, is with us to help us break this part of the conversation down. Eric, let's start with the affidavit that was just unsealed in the Tepe case that lays out what prosecutors believe happened. Surveillance footage, witness statements about threats going back years, stolen license plates, cell phone data, vehicle tracking. You've read what's publicly available from a prosecutor's perspective. How strong is this case?
you know, it seems to be getting stronger with every public release that the prosecution is issuing in terms of their evidence. You know, these most recent developments, which show allegedly McKee at the residence 3 weeks or so before these gruesome murders, I think is terribly problematic for the defense. And you know, there's locational information, there's ballistics evidence. And so it's really all starting to mount against Mr. McKee.
How do you defend against any of that? I know that's a very broad question to just, how do you do this? But sitting back, how in the world do you defend? What were you doing there? This is your ex-wife.
Yeah, you
have no kids together. What were you doing there?
Sure. So you got to inquire about the whereabouts of your client. You know, perhaps he says, hey, that wasn't me on that video. Well, then you say, hey, well, where were you? Were you with somebody? Can I talk to that person? You do that investigation. You scrutinize the ballistics. You scrutinize the forensics and you try to see where the weaknesses might lie.
And we'll get into all the defense here in just a bit. I want to stay on the prosecution right
now. Sorry
There's
about
a
that.
Lot in this affidavit. You've got alleged threats, the walkthrough of the property 3 weeks before the murders, which, again, that's an interesting one, is being interpreted several different ways based on the language that was used in the affidavit. Was he just on the property? Was he in the backyard? Was he on the porch? Did he go in the house? It leaves a lot up for interpretation as of right now, and I've seen it reported in many different ways. One place is saying he went into the house. Some say he's just in the backyard. You got the phone going dark, the vehicle tracked coming and going. If you're the lead prosecutor and you have to pick one piece of evidence to build your entire case around, do you do it on just one thing? I mean, it feels like you can build a lot of mountains here, and like one gets knocked down, here's the next mountain. There's a lot.
You know, I think if the prosecutor can definitively show that was McKee at the residence 3 weeks before the murders, I think that's terribly damning. What in the world would be a reason why he would be there? You know, what it reeks of is someone kind of casing the joint, someone planning, someone sort of calculating, hey, what moves do I have to make? What steps am I going to take in the very near future? And shortly thereafter, we have two people shot to death in that same home. So I think that prior visit is really critical.
He made three specific statements, and we've been talking about him. Everybody's talking about him. They're powerful. I mean, they are powerful, but they're alleged through friends of Monique. They're not coming. I mean, we don't have Monique here to tell us that this is what I was feeling or this is what I was saying. You don't really have any sort of incentive for friends to be making these sort of things up, but they are what they are. In a case like this, this is what you get. Those statements being that over the last 8 years or so, she's claimed that he had said to her during the marriage that he could, quote, kill her at any time, that he would find her and buy the house right next to her, and that, quote, she will always be his wife. Sounds like crazy things a very controlling person would say to their partner as they're slipping away, as they're getting away from them, or as they've already gotten away, to rattle them, to inject fear into their psyche. Are those sort of statements ones that are going to get in front of a jury when the person who heard them firsthand is dead?
That's going to be a real issue here, Tony, because, you know, we've got essentially not one level of hearsay, not two levels, but three levels of hearsay. It's an out-of-court statement from McKee. Yeah, go ahead.
It's powerful, but yeah, is it admissible?
You know, that's going to be a judgment call by the judge here because, like I said, there are those three levels of hearsay. It is an admission by a party opponent if McKee said it, so that takes care of that level. But then you have Monique saying it to a friend who then said it to law enforcement. However, if the defense at trial tries to impugn the credibility of Monique in some way to say she was lying or she was exaggerating or making things up, it could possibly come in what's called a prior consistent statement on behalf of Monique. And in that way, it could get in front of the jury and would sort of sidestep the confrontation clause. But there's so many serpentine analytical questions that arise in terms of whether it's admissible.
I mean, it feels like he's making these alleged threats that he could kill her at any time, and then she's dead. It's kind of like, I said it would happen, and it happened, allegedly. So to me, doesn't it just seem like he kind of... I'm sorry, I'm lost. And this, the affidavit just, it floors me. I have no words. I just don't have a lot to say about it because it's to me, it just proves that he did this. Even though it's alleged, everything's alleged at this point. He was saying he was going to do this. I don't think she's going to sit there and make this shit up. She told her friends she was terrified. You know,
but right, yeah, that very well could be. I think defense is going to say, hey, prove that he said that. And the person to whom he said it is gone. You can't do that. You can't cross-examine that person.
Yeah, it's not like she died in a car accident. She died at the hands of a murderer.
Allegedly. Is there more weight to, you know, obviously she was murdered by a murderer. We don't know who that murderer is.
Correct.
Is there more weight to statements like this if they're coming from more than one person? If she told more than one person, if it's not just one friend coming in and saying, she told me specifically that he was going to buy the house next to her. If you have one person saying it versus you have five people that come forward and say it. I mean, granted, it's after the fact, everyone could corroborate their stories and they could all be like, yeah, well, we all heard something like this. But if all five can come forward and say, this is exactly what she said to me,
yeah,
does that
terrified.
Put more weight in the mind of a judge if they're going to allow something like that to be admitted into a trial?
It definitely does, in part because most states have a hearsay exception for statements that just appear exceedingly reliable. It's kind of like a judge might look at it and say, yeah, that's hearsay. But there is so much support behind it that I think it is fair game to give to this jury. And if you got five people instead of one, I think that sort of catch-all hearsay exception might be strongly considered by a judge.
What about the fact that, I mean, these are damning things, and this is always why people are, you know, they ask the question, well, why should I report these things? Nothing happens. It's just a piece of paper. And yeah, I get it. Totally get it. Because yeah, that piece of paper that says, you know, don't follow her, don't stalk her. I mean, it's a piece of paper. If someone's going to do it, they're going to do it. But it's on the record, at least.
Yeah.
It's there. It's there. So if you're in the situation where, let's say they were in a place where, oh God, there he is outside the house. Well, we already got it on record that he's been stalking us. Call 911. They're going to arrest him right then and there. It won't be a slap on the wrist of, why do you happen to be here right now? It's like, well, I lost my kitten. You know, a lot of things could be said, and then he could go on his merry way. Even more powerful now that they're dead and they're having to put these things into a trial format. If there has never been any sort of track record on the record of prior abuse, of making these sort of statements, of anything other than just within the social circles of Monique Tepe and her husband, it's not there. It's it's hearsay, essentially, is what it is. It's not on the record. Is that going to be difficult? Is that going to be an issue here as to why none of these things were on the record with law enforcement, especially when we're talking about that alleged prior visit to the house on December 6th? Again, no real record of that until after the fact. And even the visit itself is kind of sketchy in terms of what exactly was happening in that visit.
Right. You know, one general rule of mine that I advise clients on is, usually you should err on the side of making a report when it comes to harassment, stalking, threats, those kinds of things. Even if it doesn't result in a criminal prosecution or something, most police departments will at least take the report. It's documented. It's memorialized. It can be accessed later for reference and that kind of thing. You know, here we have some people who, you know, are friends and some things were said to different friends and that kind of thing. And that's a lot more loosey-goosey than if you have like a typed up police report from a police officer.
And one of the things that I've seen in our comment section is a lot of, and mainly for the most part, women talking about how they're afraid to make that report because you've already got somebody who's stalking you. So now you're going to really piss them off by getting the, you know, authorities involved in it. So this speaks to, you need to get some of that on the record. You need to have that documented. As scary as it is, does it actually escalate somebody to do something further because you did report them?
Oh, it's an important point because after the report is made, in all likelihood, the police might go to this alleged perpetrator and say, hey, this lady's saying you're threatening her and stalking her and stuff like that. You know, what of it? And if not, no prosecution comes from that, the alleged perpetrator is going to be pretty ticked off. And so it's a balance. You got to kind of weigh that and ensure you're making the safest choice that you can under the circumstances, which is not always easy to glean.
It's possible she didn't want to report this because she knew she was going to be putting herself, pardon me, into jeopardy by doing so. Is that possible?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, yeah, I mean, if you're sitting there thinking that, you know, you say something about this to someone. No one ever, and the reality is no one's ever is going to see the equation come out this way of, oh, the authorities, again, just theoretically, let's go back to the December 6th alleged visit to the house that she knew something about. We don't know exactly what it was, but there was something that made her leave that game that day, according to friends, that she was upset about with her ex-husband. Happened to be the day that authorities say he was, you know, out there staking that the house, was at the house doing something when they were not there. You call the police, you say that, you know, they go visit him. What were you doing there? Blah, blah, blah. This, no one ever who's doing these sort of things is going to back off and be like, you got me, guys. You're right. That was really inappropriate. I should have been stalking my wife of 8 years ago, hanging out on her porch or whatever the hell it was. No one said they're going to deny it. They're going to evade it. They're going to, you know, there's no like reasonable expectation that they're going to take that with consideration and go, I'm going to back off now. I mean, yeah. It's one of two things. They're either going to completely back off and just deny that it ever happened and hope to God they're not prosecuted further, or they're going to go further. And it appears he went further, but there was never that intervention, allegedly, at least as far as we know, no call to anyone. What's your take on that, on what, and this is just pure conjecture as we talk about the prosecution end of this, but what do you think happened at that game that made her leave, that she knew something about what was going on, and then that still no calls to authorities? What do you think is going on in the minds of her as a victim at that moment in time?
You know, I've talked, Tony, with many victims of domestic violence, especially when I was a prosecutor.
Yeah.
And fear is truly front of mind. And then also sort of this hope, perhaps a misplaced hope, that this is all going to blow over. This guy's going to get over it. He's going to move on with his life. He's going to stop bugging me. I've got a new family. God, I just hope that this, you know, just progresses in that fashion. And sadly, it often doesn't. Stalking is a huge lethality factor in the domestic violence context. As prosecutors, we were told to look for that. And it's not something that usually, you know, de-escalates in some incremental way. It usually gets worse.
Yeah, it doesn't de-escalate. It does usually just get worse. I mean, I can't think of any cases where it's like, oh, they were called out and then they slowed that down a little bit.
No.
It's always just up. And it's because the person who's stalking doesn't see it as the rest of us see it for what it is. Stalking. They see it as something more twisted in their cognitive distortion of reality, which enables them to do whatever the hell it is they're doing, which obviously led to, allegedly, what happened here.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
According to newly unsealed court documents filed in Franklin County, witnesses told investigators that Michael McKee said three things to Monique during and after their marriage. three key statements that if you understand anything about how obsession works, tell you pretty much everything you need to know about what allegedly happened in that Columbus home on December the 30th. The first, allegedly that he could, quote, kill her at any time. Coming in at number two on the asshole countdown, that he would find her and buy the house right next to her. And at number three, all the way from Rockford, Illinois, that she will always be his wife. I'm Casey Kasem. I mean, it's kind of creepy when you think about it. And there's an analogy there. Because if you look at those statements, you could probably find a song on Casey's Countdown or American Top 40 back in the day. Hell, maybe even today. I don't even know what's in current music anymore. But songs that told stories that had messages like this in them. Told in real loving ways to real, you know, cool beats. She's just 16 years old. Leave her alone, they say. Never hear that one? Creepy as fuck. One of the weirdest music videos. Like today, it'd be like Chris Hansen would be like stepping out in it. That was Benny Mardone's Into the Night. The lyrics. I mean, but there's so many like that. Anyway, I got on a tangent. I apologize. All those words. She will always be his wife. Find her and buy the house right next to her. Kill her at any time. Those aren't the words of someone who's heartbroken. Those aren't even the words of someone who's angry. They're the words of someone who fundamentally does not recognize that another human being has the right to leave or live. To Monique, that marriage ended in June of 2017 when a judge in Franklin County signed the decree. But according to these documents, to Michael McKee, it never did. And that distinction is everything, because when someone says, you will always be my wife, after you've divorced them, after you've moved back to Ohio, after you've remarried and had two children with someone else, they're not expressing love. They're expressing ownership. They're telling you that your choices, your legal documents, your new husband, your new life, that none of it registers. None of it counts in their mind. You belong to me. Tell her, tell her. You belong to... See, I told you, it's in these songs. You belong to them. Michael McDonald and the Doobie Brothers sang about it a long time ago. And back then, we're like, damn, that's a cool groove. I was an embryo at the time. And that belief, that absolute refusal to accept reality, is what allegedly drove everything that followed. Let's break down what each of those statements actually reveals. I could kill you at any time. That's not a threat born from a heated argument. That's a reminder. A reminder that she exists in his mind at his discretion, that her life continues only because he allows it to. It's a power statement designed to keep someone in a constant state of fear, to make them understand that safety is an illusion, and he can shatter that illusion whenever he chooses. The second statement, I'll find you and buy the house right next to you. What song would that be? I think I'm kind of getting like the Police vibes there, you know? Every breath you take, every move you make, every smile you take, every, what is it?
I'm going to buy the house right next to you. Something like that. That's about eliminating the concept of escape entirely. You can move. You can relocate. You can put hundreds of miles between yourself and this person, and he's telling you it doesn't matter. He will follow. He will be there. No distance is far enough. No new address is safe. And the third one, she will always be my wife. That ain't no Mariah Carey, you'll always be my baby. Shadadoo-dow, didadoo-dadoo-dadow. No. That's not that. That's the core belief that allegedly powered all of it. The divorce wasn't real to him. The legal system determination that this marriage was over, irrelevant. Her decision to leave, not recognized. In his psychological framework, rigid framework. According to what witnesses told investigators, Monique never stopped being his property. There's a term in behavioral psychology for people like this: wound collectors. These are individuals who catalog every perceived slight, every rejection, every moment where they didn't get what they believed they deserved, and they hold on to it. Hold on for one more day. Won't you hold on for one more day? Things will go your way. Just hold on for one more day. That's how he was probably singing it in his car as he's driving away. Can't you just picture him listening to Wilson Phillips driving away? If you just hold on for one more day. I can't, personally. But I'm going to guess in the Lifetime movie, you're welcome. I don't know, maybe the rights to that song in a Lifetime movie might be, I don't know. Anyway, whoever, you're welcome. People like this do not process. They don't. Every rejection, every moment where they didn't get what they believed they deserved, they hold on to it, they don't process it, they don't move through it, they add it to the collection, and over time that collection becomes justification. Justification for what they're planning to do. The divorce wasn't closure for someone like this. It was an entry in the ledger, an offense that required correction. And here's a timeline that should disturb everyone following this case. The divorce was finalized in June of 2017. The alleged murders occurred in December of 25. 8.5 years. 8.5 years during which, according to witnesses, McKee allegedly never let go of the idea that Monique belonged to him. Okay, sorry. 8.5 years during which she built an entire new life. Met Spencer, fell in love, got married, had two children, created a home in Wineland Park, neighborhood of Columbus, and allegedly none of it mattered to him. None of it changed the calculus. She was still, in his mind, his wife. But the unsealed affidavit reveals something else, something that takes this beyond psychological fixation into alleged operational planning. Witnesses told investigators that during the marriage, McKee allegedly strangled Monique, that he allegedly forced unwanted intercourse on her. Now, I want to be careful here because these are allegations, statement made by witnesses to investigators, not proven facts determined by a court. But if true, they matter enormously. Because strangulation isn't just violence. In domestic abuse research, it's the single most reliable predictor of future lethality. Studies from the Training Institute on Strangulation Prevention show that a woman who has been strangled by her partner is 750% more likely to be killed by that partner. And if you're out there and you're hearing that for the first time, you're going, oh, yeah, it's okay. I was kind of shocked by that number, too. Might be a good time to get the fuck out.
strangulation is practice. It's a perpetrator learning what it feels like to hold someone's life in their hands. And if these allegations are accurate, this pattern existed years before Spencer and Monique were found shot to death in their home. Which brings us to December 7th of 2025. 23 days before the murders. According to the affidavit, surveillance cameras captured Michael McKee walking through the Tepe's yard. Not driving by, walking through the property. And here's a detail that makes this even more chilling. Spencer and Monique were not home. They were in Indianapolis attending the Big Ten championship game. Their house was empty. And allegedly, McKee was there on their property, moving through their space. The affidavit states that Monique left the game early and returned to the hotel that Spencer later told friends she was upset about, quote, something involving her ex-husband. We do not know exactly what triggered that reaction. Maybe she got a notification from a security camera. Maybe she received a message. Maybe she just felt something was wrong in the way that people who've been stalked learn to feel. But whatever it was significant enough to pull her out of a championship football game and send her back to the hotel upset. Think about what that December 7th walkthrough represents. Is it reconnaissance? Allegedly studying the property, learning the layout, seeing what's visible and what isn't? This looks like preparation. The fact that it happened while the Tepes were out of town at a major public event with a known schedule, that suggests awareness, maybe. That suggests you allegedly knew when they'd be gone. Or was that supposed to be showtime? I'm going to guess he knew they were going to be out of town. December 7th to December 30th is 23 days. 3 weeks and 2 days, to be exact. And during that window, according to investigators, several things allegedly happened. McKee obtained stolen license plates, one from Ohio, one from Arizona, and used them on his vehicle at different times near the Tepe residence. Why would someone swap plates unless they knew cameras might be watching, unless they were trying to avoid being tracked? The silver SUV with the distinctive window sticker was captured on surveillance multiple times in the area. After his arrest, investigators found fresh scrape marks on his window where that sticker had been removed. Evidence, allegedly, of someone trying to eliminate identifying features after the fact. The affidavit also reveals that McKee's cell phone showed no activity from December 29th until after noon on December 30th. The murders allegedly occurred around 3:50 in the morning. A phone going dark for that specific window isn't a coincidence. It's operational security. It's someone who allegedly knew enough to avoid creating a digital trail during the hours that mattered most. His vehicle was tracked arriving in Columbus before the murders and leaving afterward. He allegedly drove from Illinois to Ohio, allegedly carried out these killings, and drove back. This is what prosecutors mean when they use the phrase prior calculation and design. This is what Ohio law requires for aggravated murder charges. And the evidence laid out in this affidavit, if proven, paints a picture of something that was allegedly planned for weeks, maybe longer, maybe years. And it's kind of spooky about all this. Monique did everything right. She recognized the abuse. She left the marriage. She got divorced. She moved back to Ohio, away from him. She rebuilt her life with someone who, by all accounts, was a kind and devoted partner. She had children. She created a home. She followed every piece of advice that domestic violence experts give to survivors. Leave. create distance, start over, build something new. But here's the brutal truth that cases like this force us to confront when you're dealing with someone who doesn't recognize your right to leave. None of that matters. The restraining orders, the new addresses, the years of silence, the new marriage, the new life to someone who believes you still belong to them. Those are just obstacles, temporary inconveniences. The divorce that ended Monique's marriage, allegedly, it only ended it for one of them. She moved on. She healed. She built something beautiful. And according to prosecutors, he never accepted any of it. For 8 years, she was free. And allegedly, for those same 8 years, in his mind, she was still his wife, waiting to be reclaimed. Can't you just hear this to 80s songs? You know, reclaim me or something. I don't know. It's just you're gonna hear more of it, and every time you hear it, you're like, oh God. What do you think about what's going on here in this case? Your thoughts in the comment section. Please do leave it there on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and press subscribe. And please join in our very active and robust comment sections. I do read them, and I do try to participate as much as I can. But my goodness, it's hard to keep up. But yeah, also on our Substack, you can comment over there. It's less chaotic, you might say. It's a more of a smaller community on our Substack, but folks who really know the cases well. So, hey, if you want to join us over there and have some great conversation, please do. Hiddenkillers.substack.com. The link is in the description as well. And I was going to say, too, if you're an Apple Podcast user, if you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, if you didn't know we're there, we're there. Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, please press subscribe. But please give us a review there. Really helps us out and lets other folks know that we exist. It signals to them. So we do appreciate that very much if you got a couple seconds to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. All right. Let's continue the conversation in the comments. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Menards 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big.